You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready to play a little rattle off. Let's get to the phones. I will tell everybody who's on hold. The rule on Mondays is that when we talk to you for rattle off, the first question we ask is to tell us the highlight of your weekend.
Yep, we want to know. We're nosy.
Now, I've already gone first. I said my highlight of the weekend was this cocktail that I made on Saturday that I'll never be able to recreate because I didn't pay any attention to everything that I was dumping into it.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good highlight.
That's the highlight. What was yours?
We had a nice little evening at my buddy Scotland Rob's house, and his Scotland parents were in town. So there was three of them.
Did you understand anything they were saying?
Three of them with wicked thick Scottish accents. And I felt bad because there was a lot of what? Huh? I'm sorry? Mm-hmm. A lot of that. Lovely people, though. Lovely people.
Lovely.
Lovely.
You know, they left and they were like, that Jeremy guy.
Is he hard
funny.
Of hearing? He had a hard time hearing.
Luke, what was the highlight of your weekend?
We took our kids to play at Urban Air on Saturday. So
hey, fun. Nice. Took out a small loan and went to Urban Air.
Oh, yeah, definitely small loans out of that place.
Yeah, it's a cool place, though. That's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know enough about it. Explain it to me.
Cool. It's fun. There's like a, they got a big, different type of jumping ball pits. They got dodgeball on trampolines, which is cool. It's more for like older kids.
It's like an indoor amusement park type thing, you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
The one thing I like is they've got like a track that goes around the whole ceiling of the place, and you strap your kid into it and they go zipping around the ceiling of this whole place. Like you don't even know where they are. It's kind of crazy. You just see them zip by.
Do you have to sign some sort of waiver thing for all of this stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. I filled it out online. I just agreed. I don't know what I agreed to.
I was like, yeah, my kids could get hurt, but no big deal.
You know what, Luke? That's exactly what they're counting on. They're counting on you saying, I have no idea what I'm signing.
But here's my signature.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
Look, man, that's funny. Well, good. Let's play some rattle off. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir.
The thing is, there are many people listening, though, who don't know how this works. So we'll explain it to you. We're going to give Luke a category. He doesn't get to think about it in advance. We just spring it on him. And then he has to, in only 10 seconds, rattle off five examples of that category. 10 seconds for you, Mr. Luke. We are looking for... Boy, this is a tough one, buddy. I'm sorry. It's just the one that's coming up. Now, these can be real. They can be animated. They can be from movies, from real life. It doesn't matter. We want five famous pigs. Five famous pigs.
Five famous
pigs. No help.
No help from anybody. Ready and go.
Wilbur.
Good.
Oh, God. Babe.
Good.
There's two.
Oh, yeah, the three little pigs. Yeah.
Kermit's lady friend. Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy. Oh,
that was a good effort, my friend. You really gave it a good try. That's a tough one, but we enjoyed talking to you.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being on the show. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good.
Terrific for me. Pretty good for Jeremy. He's a little constipated today, but you know, otherwise...
It happens, though. It's okay.
He's doing okay.
A lot of cheese.
What was the highlight of your weekend, Crystal?
The highlight of my weekend would be going to the dog park and spending time with my two sons, and my family, and my husband.
Well, that's nice.
I hope you took a dog, too. It sounds kind of funny. I went to the dog park and I took my two sons.
Brought a cat.
You took your sons off leash and let them run around.
Yeah, they're old enough to be off leash, so we don't keep leashes on them. But I have two sons and three dogs.
Three dogs.
Two sons, three dogs.
What are the dogs' names?
The first one is Mary Jane, Freya, and then Pepper.
You named your dog after
pot weed? Pot weed.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Well, why?
Because this was before weed was legalized, and we just thought the name Mary Jane would be really nice. So when everyone asked, we're like, yeah, this is her name. Oh. So she really enjoys it.
She's pretty chill.
Yeah, she's pretty chill.
They feed her Doritos.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's different.
Let's play Rattle Off. Crystal, are you ready?
Yes.
Now, I don't want you to overthink this one. This can be almost anything. But it does have to fit the category of five things that you might find on top of your house. Five things up on top of a house.
Come on.
You can do this. Okay. Ready and go.
Okay. Snow, your gutters, a chimney, and Christmas lights.
Keep going.
What was the very first thing she said?
I think your phone cut out on, what was the, very on first the second thing one.
So I said solar panels.
Solar panels. That's what we missed. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, we have solar panels, Christmas lights, your gutters, snow, and
yeah, I was telling we heard all the other ones. Your phone cut out on the first one.
Oh, sorry.
I was telling Jeremy if you're watching the show Breaking Bad, you could have said a pizza.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. Up there. I don't know if
look
you saw
up.
That.
You got to look it up.
Google it. Crystal, that makes you a winner. Bird poop could be up there.
Santa.
Yeah, that's true.
Reindeer poop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've actually never won anything on a radio show before.
Well, today's your day.
We are your first?
Yeah. I'm on my way to work, and we listen to you guys all the time, so I decided to call in.
Well, I am really glad you did. It was your first time. Were we gentle with you? Okay, very good.
Yep.
Well, we think you're delightful. If you will please, thank you for listening for a long time. That means the world to us.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you will now stand by, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back, and he's going to tell you all about that prize you just won, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you have a great day.
Very nice.
Very nice. Our listeners are the greatest in the world.